There was a group of people who lived on a very nice planet, highly developed society. Everyone was at peace. They grew their own crops and food for sustaining themselves, had a very highly developed technological society in which machines were at their beck and call and very sophisticated computer system. And this group of people in their observatory one day discovered another planet. And after examination over a period of time, found that it would support their life. And they decided that they would attempt to explore it and colonize it. However, this planet was very far away, and they knew the trip would be difficult. And then after they got there, they knew it would take quite a lot of work and effort in order to possibly colonize the place. And they recognized also that they could possibly lose contact with their home planet if they weren't careful about it, forget what they were doing, because it would take so long to get there. And it might actually be more than one generation before they would be able to return home to their home planet. So they built in some backup systems that would enable them to contact their home world, keep in touch with their home planet all the time, have people there monitoring what was going on, have a computer system that would help them work and do things in their daily life, be able to transmit, convey the information they needed, and a system that would be able to integrate whatever what they learned on the new planet and whatever they did, so for unexpected things it could be adaptive. And then in order to back up that system in case there was a failure there, and they wanted to have a consistency of contact, they set up a broadcaster very on a different frequency that would continue to broadcast why they're going there, and it gave the prime imperative that they came to investigate and to colonize the planet, gave coordinates of how to return home, and a phone number, radio frequency phone number that they could contact, and a few other things that would be useful for them. And that kept broadcasting all the time. And they knew that they had to have equipment to receive it, so that they implanted within themselves a little tiny receiver that would always keep in contact, and with that receive that information to remind them what was going on. And all they had to do was tune into that, and that would be available to them. In addition, they built other systems to keep in connection with the home planet, such as a good strong radio receivers, and then they brought other machines with them, and the machines would help them colonize the planet and do work. They brought saws and fertilizer to help them plant, and they brought seeds, and they brought trowels and all sorts of other equipment that they could use. They even had a little motorized scooter to get around. Well, this group of people went on the long trip, and it took them a long time to get to the planet, and some of them had actually forgotten outwardly why they were traveling and what they were doing, but there was always this continuous signal that would remind them, and they'd go to sleep sometimes, forget about what they were doing. And it would come through, and they'd say, oh, yes, I'm on this trip here. Well, they decided, for the sake of safety and keeping in contact, to land their ship at there's a flat plateau real high in the mountains, and that would afford them good signal to keep in contact with the home world. And they did that. And then after a period of time of exploration and talking back and forth, they decided to go further, and they ventured further from the ship and landing spot, And as they did, they spread out over the planet and they descended from the top plateau. Unfortunately, as they did, they got into the valleys there and a lot of the mountains around, and the distance and the minerals, metals and the soils and the deposits that interfered with the radio signals, so it became less and less present, less and less obvious, and they started to lose contact with the planet. But as they had gotten older, they had somewhat forgotten about why they were there and what they were doing, and furthermore, the signal that constantly kept going out, that they had that implanted receiver, kept getting weaker and weaker, although occasionally they get little snatches of it. And they brought some extra ones along also, in case that they were going to be there for a long time, extra little implant receivers, and these were for any offspring. So when they had children, they would put them around the neck rather than implant them, because they didn't have the surgical techniques to be able to do that. And this would give a remembrance to these people, keep them in contact, if only that they would pay attention to it, be aware of what they were using and wearing. Well, after a while, they spread out, and while they were all part of one common society in which everyone shared equally in things, and nobody had any possessions of property and so forth. They were all one body, so to speak. They spread out more and more, and they settled in different areas. They began to identify themselves as being residents of that particular area, and then they built little houses, and they became very protective of their particular situations and their styles of life. Matter of fact, some felt that they were one would be living better than the other, was more important and valuable, and so forth. Well, after a period of time living there and then dying and passing on the information and the little receivers to other people, a lot of the initial intention of colonizing this planet was lost. And further, some of the batteries were wearing down, but in the receivers, and the interference was such that people weren't hearing that constant connection that was implanted there, and many of the original people had died off, and their offspring were continuing, and of these, not everyone recognized or remembered the charm that the amulet that they were given was actually a radio receiver. Occasionally it would broadcast and somebody would remember what was going on a little bit, or would remind them, giving a little inkling to what was going on, why should they should be there. It was always subconsciously, though, broadcasting, and so there was always that sense, that impetus and feeling of what was behind their living. And as time went on, people occasionally would venture higher into the lands there, and they would get a stronger connection, and they would get stronger radio reception, and they would hear voices coming across on the other side saying, "Hey there, so-and-so, don't forget here, we're still here, we're still watching you, still monitoring, still trying to help out, keep in contact with us." And there are some, very few, who would venture even higher and higher and higher, and they would actually get clear reception, and they would have a better understanding and view of the whole valley there, and how people in different settlements were actually part of one group as they came there, because they could see the consistency between the different people, whereas the folks who were spread out couldn't always see that. And then they'd come down and talk to some of the people down there about what was going on, but those folks would not always accept what they were doing. And if they did, sometimes they'd have a difficult time following that particular path back up to the top there. They would get lost, say, "Well, this doesn't work." Or one or another would take a different approach to getting clearer radio reception. And then the people who would follow one of these explorers would say, oh, this is the right way to do it, and the other one would say, he was following another explorer, would say, no, this is the right way to do it, and then they would argue with each other, and they wouldn't get anywhere. They also built a backup system so that when they were working with their machines, if they had a problem with it and they weren't maintaining the machine properly or they were using it in an incorrect manner, they would act and give them a response and, let's say, squeal if they ran out of oil to remind them to oil the machine, to lubricate the machine. Well, this went on for some time. And after a while, people forgot pretty much completely about what they were doing there and what they were going on and why they were there, and they had lost conscious contact and connection in general with the home planet, although it was still present. However, occasionally people would find themselves in a very, very quiet setting, and they would get a sense of that either the implanted radio receiver that tells them their purpose and gives them the address home and the phone number and how to connect to them. Or they would recognize that some little sounds were coming out of the little anklet they were wearing, and they would get a sense of being back home. Or they would be real quiet and they'd pay attention to what they were doing, and they'd hear a squealing in a machine, and then finally somebody made the discovery that, oh, when the machine squeals, it means it needs oil. And so that they were learning as they went in relation to the things of their world and their life. And very occasionally somebody would find a way to recharge batteries, or they'd find a radio and say, oh, let's tinker with this, and they would, in the course of playing with it, they would do some work and they would make a good connection, and the home planet would come through, and the voice from the control room, from the that's monitoring it, or the automated system would say, hey, climb up higher, get back in range, and sometimes they would do that. And so that they would find that they could, if they actually paid attention to it and ventured higher and then tuned the radio more toward the right frequency, that they'd get information that would help them in this world. Well, this is akin to a lot of the teachings and the teaching, the consistency that exists. And one might say that the control room is nothing but oneself, and the impetus for coming in and exploring is that of one being desiring to know oneself. And the forgetting that takes place is like a comet that once hit that planet and it brought with it a cloud in which most people forgot, and it made them all confused, and it wasn't until years later that a lot of the effect of that wore off, and then people began to get out of their daze that was brought by the comet. And this is the awakening of the heart, and the message that is sent subconsciously, but is that voice that continues within oneself, is akin to the intuition, and the guidance of the machines and the interaction is life itself learning and reacting to the external and the internal, and then helping one make that next step. And the intention of peace, joy, harmony, bliss that one felt when the original planet was awakened, when the seeds were planted, either mistakenly or unknowingly or knowingly, and the fruit cultivated and the ate of it, and that taste of the fruit and the smell of the tree and the plants and the flowers awakened a deep-seated memory that there was something from which they came. And this is very similar, akin to the expression of the teaching in this world. And so as people became more familiar with this process and this activity that was taking place within their society, there were some who actually began to perceive that there were ways to connect their radio, so to speak, and their receiver more directly to that source, and to act more in harmony with the intention of why they came, because they were getting stronger and stronger inklings. And by following the path to the higher mountain, as some of their predecessors had done, they were getting better reception. And so they developed techniques and methods whereby they could tune their exterior radios and their interior reception, that was that subdermal implant, would come through stronger, and they would get a stronger sense of why they were there. And this would break down barriers in people, and they would remember, oh, we're all part of the same group, same organism, we don't have to be upset at each other, there's not one of us who's really better than the other, we're all part of the same being, the same body that came here for this one purpose, and so there was greater harmony. And this took a long, long time to develop somewhat, and there were still lots and lots of people, the majority of people, who weren't involved with this process, who just kept on going on their life blindly, and whatever they did was what they did, and that was certainly enough for them. But for a smaller amount, they tried and they tested and they experimented, and after a while they got to actually feel more connected and happier, and they were actually able to connect the home to the home world, the home planet, and then they were able to consistently work in accord with why their intention of why they came to colonize, and they were more successful in their life, and there was more joy and peace in this new planet. And for some of them, they actually returned home. They made their way up to one of the spaceships, and they got back, and then they would talk to the people there, tell them what took place. And if they found that a very small amount would then try to come back to the planet, but when they did, they were forgetting along the way, even though there was improvements in technology, and so it was very difficult for them to convey to all the people that were there what was really going on. And when they could remember more, and some had written it down, some had recorded things, folks down at the new planet really didn't believe them. And again, most of the time they would just not pay attention to it. But fortunately, those recordings and the little amulets that folks wore as it was passed down over the years, and finding the radio, would keep coming through, and occasionally somebody else would be awakened, and then they would find their way back, and the cycle would repeat itself. And this is the awakening of the heart, and the teaching is the guidance that continually expresses itself from the one being, and the receiver is that heart, and the wavelength is carried, the waves are carried over the medium of breath.